Seneca, the great Stoic philosopher, eloquently penned these words while in exile: "The object of life is not to be on the side of the majority, but to escape finding oneself in the ranks of the insane." Now, if that sounds a bit heavy, stick with me, because what Seneca is getting at is something that hits close to home for all of us. He's talking about the incredible journey of finding true value in ourselves, beyond the hustle and noise of what everyone else is doing or saying. This is about tapping into a strength that's been there all along, hiding in plain sight within you. Imagine uncovering qualities about yourself you've overlooked or undervalued, not because they're insignificant, but because they're so fundamental to your being that you've taken them for granted. Think of the possibilities when you learn that resilience isn't just about bouncing back from setbacks, but about facing life's challenges with a calm and steady heart. Or that true wisdom isn't about knowing all the answers, but about asking the right questions, especially in moments of doubt. This journey with Stoicism isn't just about self-discovery. It's about redefining what it means to live a life of meaning and fulfillment on your own terms. So, as we prepare to dive into the signs you might be undervaluing yourself without realizing it, keep in mind that every piece of this video is crafted with insights that can reshape how you view yourself and the world around you. Imagine for a moment unlocking levels of self-assurance and clarity you've never accessed before. By the end of this, the reflection in the mirror might just surprise you. So, stick with us till the end, for this journey is about illuminating the path to a version of you that's waiting to shine brighter. 1. Accepting less than you deserve. When you catch yourself settling for less than you deserve, it's like holding a ticket to an incredible destination, but choosing to stay put because stepping on that plane feels too daunting. This moment, right now, could be where you decide to take a leap towards valuing yourself the way Stoicism has taught us for centuries. Stoicism isn't just ancient philosophy. It's a blueprint for recognizing our worth in the hustle of today's world. It tells us our value isn't tied to the praises we receive or the setbacks we face, but in how steadfastly we hold on to our values and virtues amidst the chaos. It's about understanding that every choice we make, from the work we do to the people we surround ourselves with, should reflect what we truly value, not just what's comfortable or easy. Imagine life as a vast ocean you're navigating. Accepting less than you deserve is like choosing to sail with a leaky boat because you're afraid you can't find or don't deserve a better one. Stoicism hands us the tools not just to patch up the leaks, but to build a stronger vessel, one that's worthy of the journey we're meant to embark on. This philosophy doesn't sugarcoat the truth. It empowers us to face it head on. It asks us, are your choices reflecting your true worth? If not, Stoicism isn't about sinking into despair. It's about taking the helm, adjusting the sails, and steering towards what you truly deserve. It's realizing that the power to change our course lies within us, not in the winds or the waves that life throws our way. Now, let me share a story. There was a young tree planted in a dense forest, surrounded by older, towering trees. The young tree believed it was destined to remain in their shadows, accepting the scraps of sunlight that trickled through. This went on until a wise old owl perched upon one of its branches and said, "Why do you settle for less when you have the potential to grow as tall as the others?" The tree responded, "I'm just a small tree. That's all I'll ever be." The owl, with a twinkle in its eye, replied, "Your worth is not determined by the shadow you stand in now, but by the reach of your branches towards the sky." Inspired, the tree pushed its roots deeper and stretched its branches higher, eventually growing as tall as the others, basking in the sunlight it once thought was not meant for it. So as you move forward, remember that settling for less isn't a sign of humility. It's a betrayal of your potential. Stoicism teaches us to embrace our worth, urging us not just to dream about a life where we're valued, but to take the steps necessary to make it a reality. Whether it's in the paths we choose, the relationships we nurture, or the dreams we chase, let's commit to valuing ourselves enough to demand the best. Not out of arrogance, but out of a deep understanding that we are capable of greatness when we align our actions with our true worth. This isn't just philosophy. It's a call to action, a reminder that every day presents a new opportunity to live up to the incredible potential within us. 2. Minimizing your achievements. Take a moment to reflect on your recent achievements. Now, let's be honest here. When was the last time you genuinely acknowledged your hard work and the virtues that powered it? Too often we brush off our accomplishments, attributing them to luck or seeing them as just another part of our routine. Yet this humble approach does us more harm than good. Stoicism, a philosophy that has weathered the test of time, teaches us the value of recognizing our own efforts. It's not about boasting, it's about understanding the strength, wisdom, and discipline that brought us to our achievements. Think about it. Maybe you showed unparalleled discipline waking up early every day to study or work on a project. Perhaps it was courage that pushed you to speak up in a meeting or pitch an idea. Or it could have been your wisdom in navigating a tough decision. These aren't just actions. They're reflections of your character, the virtues that Stoicism holds dear. By minimizing our achievements, we're not just being modest, we're overlooking the profound display of character and virtue that brought us to that point. So, how do we shift this mindset? Start by recognizing each achievement, big or small, as a testament to your virtues. Allow yourself to say, "Yes, I did that. Yes, it was hard, and yes, it was my effort, my courage, that made it happen." This isn't about feeding your ego, it's about acknowledging the truth of your character and effort. Embrace this stoic practice, and you transform not just how you view your successes, but how you view yourself. It's a journey towards genuine self-appreciation and an understanding that your achievements are not just outcomes, but reflections of your virtues. 3. Prioritizing others' needs over your own. Why is it so easy to forget ourselves in the hustle of helping others? It's a path many of us walk down, often without noticing. You might skip that book you've been dying to read because a relative needs help moving, or perhaps you've delayed your own dreams, pouring your energy into cheering for someone else's. This, at its core, is noble, but here's the truth that often goes unsaid. Neglecting our own needs doesn't just leave us empty, it quietly chips away at our ability to genuinely support those we care about. Consider Alex. A dedicated employee at a bustling startup. Every day, he stayed late, skipping his evening jogs and ignoring his growing stress levels to meet the team's deadlines. His colleagues praised his dedication, unaware of the toll it took on him. One evening, as he worked alone in the office, the weight of exhaustion finally brought him to a halt. It was then he realized that in his pursuit to be there for his team, he had left himself behind. This moment of clarity led him to reassess his priorities. He began to carve out time for his runs again, and slowly, the balance returned to his life. As his well-being improved, so did his productivity and the quality of his support to his team. Alex's story is a testament to the fact that when we replenish our own reserves, we don't just serve ourselves, we become a stronger pillar for those around us. Stoicism, with its ancient roots, offers a perspective as refreshing as the morning breeze. It doesn't preach self-absorption, but champions self-care as the bedrock of a life well lived. Think of it as keeping your lantern lit so you can light the way for others. It's about recognizing that our own well-being is not just a private affair, but a public good. When we're in top form, be it physically, mentally, or spiritually, we're not just better for ourselves. We're a boon to those around us. Our patience deepens, our understanding widens, and our presence becomes a calm harbor in the stormy seas of life. So, how do we begin to pivot towards a more balanced existence? It starts with acknowledging that taking care of ourselves is not an act of selfishness. Rather, it's the most generous thing we can do for others. Set aside time for what replenishes you, whether that's a daily walk, diving into a hobby, or simply enjoying a moment of solitude. Create boundaries that allow you to flourish. Remember, every step you take towards nurturing yourself is a step towards becoming a lighthouse for those navigating their own dark waters. This week, I challenge you to choose one act of self-care. Let it be your declaration that you're not just surviving, you're thriving. And from this place of strength, you're ready to uplift those around you. 4. Struggling to accept compliments. It's a curious thing, isn't it, how a simple "well done" or "you're brilliant at this" can sometimes feel like a puzzle we're not quite sure how to solve. Stoicism, a philosophy as ancient as it is timeless, nudges us towards an intriguing insight. Accepting compliments isn't about inflating our egos, but rather, it's an exercise in seeing ourselves clearly. You see, every time someone offers a word of praise, it's like they're holding up a mirror to a part of us that shone brightly enough to catch their eye. But here's where many of us stumble. We shy away from this mirror, maybe because we're used to scrutinizing our reflections for flaws, not strengths. Now, picture a friend telling you, you have a knack for making people feel heard, instead of batting it away with a, oh, it's nothing, pause. Stoicism teaches us the art of viewing ourselves objectively, which means giving our virtues the same attention we'd give our flaws. This moment of praise, it's not a spotlight of scrutiny, but a gentle light on the path to understanding ourselves better. By accepting compliments with a simple "thank you," we're not just being polite, we're acknowledging the effort and goodness within us, allowing it to be seen and recognized, not just by others, but importantly, by ourselves. So the next time you find yourself at the receiving end of a compliment, take a breath. Allow yourself to see what the other person sees. Reflect on the actions or qualities they're applauding. What did I do to deserve this praise? You might ask. This isn't about patting yourself on the back. It's about recognizing that yes, you are capable of excellence and impact. By embracing the virtues others see in us, we're not just accepting compliments. We're embracing a fuller, more balanced view of ourselves. And in that balance lies the true essence of humility and the heart of Stoic wisdom. 5. Avoiding decision-making. You know that moment when you're scrolling through your phone, trying to pick a movie to watch, but you just can't seem to decide. It's like every option might be the wrong one, so you end up watching nothing at all. This isn't just about choosing a movie. It's a glimpse into how we often approach bigger decisions in our lives. Fear of making the wrong choice can freeze us in our tracks, leaving us doubting our own judgment. But here's where Stoicism steps in, like a friend who's seen it all, reminding us that it's not about the certainty of outcomes, but the integrity of our choices. Stoicism isn't just ancient philosophy, it's a toolkit for modern life. Imagine you're faced with a decision. Instead of asking yourself, "What if I make the wrong choice?" Stoicism nudges you to consider, "Does this align with who I am and what I stand for? It's like choosing to be the director of your own movie, making each decision with purpose and in tune with your values. And when things don't go as planned, that's not a misstep. It's a scene you learn from, a plot twist that adds depth to your story. Now, think of making a decision as planting a tree. You choose a spot, you plant the seed, but you can't control the weather or how fast it grows. What you can do is water it, give it the best chance to thrive, and then trust in the process. Stoicism teaches us that this trust in ourselves, in our decisions, is built on reflection, learning, and alignment with our values. Every choice, every outcome is part of your growth, adding layers to your character, teaching you resilience. So the next time you're standing at a crossroads, remember, it's not about the certainty of where each path leads, but the confidence in your steps that makes all the difference. 6. Excessive self-criticism. Stoicism, as Marcus Aurelius once illuminated, encourages us to be strict with ourselves and tolerant with others. Yet, crucially, this strictness isn't about dragging ourselves down with harsh criticism or unforgiving standards. Aurelius never advocated for self-deprecation. Instead, he championed a disciplined approach to personal development, one that involves rigorous self-examination and continuous improvement without succumbing to self-inflicted negativity. It's a fine line, really. Being strict means holding ourselves accountable, pushing ourselves to grow and improve. It's about setting high standards, but doing so with the understanding that the journey towards meeting them is marked by learning and growth, not self-punishment. This wisdom from Aurelius serves as a cornerstone for how we should navigate our inner dialogue. It's a call to embrace a balanced approach to self-improvement, one that acknowledges our flaws and mistakes as part of the human experience, not as failures. This doesn't mean we give ourselves a free pass on every misstep. Rather, we assess our actions with a clear eye, learn from them, and move forward with renewed determination. This stoic practice of being strict with oneself, therefore, isn't about cultivating a harsh inner critic. It's about fostering a wise mentor within, guiding us towards becoming the best versions of ourselves through patience, resilience, and understanding. Integrating this stoic philosophy into our lives encourages us to view every challenge, every stumble, as an opportunity to grow. It shifts our focus from a fear of failure to a love of learning. Suddenly, our journey isn't about avoiding mistakes at all costs, but about embracing them as valuable lessons. This shift in perspective lightens our load, allowing us to proceed with a sense of purpose and a heart full of compassion, not just for others, but crucially, for ourselves as well. In doing so, we honor the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, navigating our path with the stoic virtues of discipline, courage, and kindness, ensuring we never lose sight of the progress that lies within our every effort. 7. Constant comparison with others. Think about the times you've caught yourself scrolling through social media, eyes glazing over pictures and posts that paint everyone else's life in strokes of unending success and happiness. Have you ever paused to question why these snapshots stir feelings of inadequacy within you? It's like watching a movie where you know the ending is always perfect for others, leaving you wondering where your own blockbuster moment is. This constant comparison with others is a slippery slope, one that can lead us to undervalue our unique paths and achievements. But here's where Stoicism, an age-old philosophy, steps in like a wise friend, reminding us of the power within to change our perspective and appreciate our journey for what it is, uniquely ours. Stoicism teaches us the art of looking inward, finding value not in external comparisons, but in our internal growth and virtues. What if, instead of comparison, you practiced mindfulness, catching yourself in the act and gently steering your thoughts towards your personal progress and the qualities you cherish in yourselves? How might your life change if you drew inspiration from others without losing sight of your own worth? This philosophy doesn't ask us to ignore the achievements of others, but to draw inspiration from them without diminishing our own journey. It's like running your own race at your pace, admiring the runners beside you, yet knowing your journey is your own, marked by your efforts, attitudes, and resilience. Can you recall a moment when focusing on your own journey brought you peace and satisfaction? Lastly, anchoring ourselves in gratitude transforms our perspective, turning envy into admiration and self-doubt into self-appreciation. How often do you take a moment to recognize the beauty in your struggles and triumphs, seeing each step, no matter how small, as a part of a grander narrative you're crafting every day? Stoicism invites us to celebrate our achievements, learn from our setbacks, and always move forward with a heart full of gratitude. This approach doesn't just shield us from the comparison trap, it liberates us, allowing us to live fully and authentically, cherishing the journey that's exclusively ours. So, let's embrace our stories, knowing that our value is not a comparative measure, but a testament to our unique journey through life. What steps can you take today to cultivate a more grateful and self-appreciative perspective? 8. Lack of personal investment. Imagine Jamie, who always dreamed of running a marathon. Despite her enthusiasm, the couch felt more inviting than the pavement outside. One evening, while scrolling through her phone, Jamie came across a beginner's guide to running. It suggested starting with just a minute of jogging, followed by a minute of walking, repeating for just 10 minutes a day. To Jamie, this seemed too insignificant to make any difference. However, recalling her marathon dream, she decided to give it a try. Day by day, Jamie laced up her sneakers and followed the simple routine. The minutes turned into miles, and the miles into confidence. 6 months later, Jamie crossed the finish line of her first marathon, overwhelmed with joy and disbelief. How often have you told yourself you'd start that online course next week, dust off the guitar in the corner of your room, or finally stick to a morning routine, only to find these promises lost in the shuffle of daily life? It's a story too familiar to most of us, not because we lack time or resources, but because deep down, we might not see the value in investing in ourselves. Stoicism, a beacon of wisdom from ancient times, shines a light on this very issue, suggesting that neglecting our personal development isn't just about procrastination, it's about undervaluing our own worth. Jamie's journey from doubt to achievement mirrors our own potential transformations. Stoicism invites us to shift our perspective, to see self-improvement not as an optional extra in our lives, but as an essential act of self-respect. Think of yourself as a garden. Just like a garden needs regular care to bloom, your mind and spirit thrive on attention and cultivation. When we skip investing in ourselves, we're like gardeners ignoring our plots, letting the weeds take over. Stoic philosophy nudges us, reminding us that our potential is like a seed. Without water, sunlight, and care, it will remain just that, potential. Marcus Aurelius once said, "Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be. Be one." This call to action is about recognizing that the pursuit of knowledge, hobbies, and self-care is not just beneficial, it's a duty we owe to ourselves. So, how do we break the cycle of undervaluing ourselves and start making meaningful investments in our growth? Start small. let curiosity be your guide. Whether it's picking up a book on a topic that ignites your interest, spending a few quiet moments in reflection each day, or exploring a new hobby that brings you joy, these are the steps towards acknowledging your worth. Self-improvement is a journey, not a destination. Embrace the Stoic practice of self-reflection, set personal goals, and celebrate your progress. Remember, investing in yourself is the most profound declaration of your value. It's time to tend to your garden and watch as it transforms into a place of beauty and abundance. As we continue, take a moment to help us spread this Stoic wisdom by hitting that like button and become a part of our growing circle of modern thinkers and doers. 9. Seeking external validation. It's a common experience feeling like we're constantly on stage, being judged by an unseen audience. This isn't just a modern-day phenomenon. It traces back to ancient times, highlighting a universal human struggle. Epictetus, another Stoic philosopher, eloquently said, "It is not events that disturb people. It is their judgments concerning them." This wisdom rings especially true when we find ourselves seeking approval or validation from others. Why do we crave this external applause? It often stems from a nagging sense of not being enough, a fear that if we're not validated by someone else, our worth diminishes. Yet, Stoicism offers a liberating perspective. It teaches us to look inward, finding validation not in others' applause, but in our alignment with our own values and virtues. Stoicism isn't about becoming indifferent to others, but about recognizing the profound power of focusing on what we can control, our actions, intentions, and responses. This internal compass guides us towards genuine self-sufficiency, where our sense of fulfillment and contentment comes from within, not from the fickle opinions of the world around us. Breaking free from the chains of external validation isn't an overnight journey. It begins with self-awareness, understanding why we seek approval, and questioning whether our actions are for ourselves or for the applause. By embracing Stoic practices of self-reflection and focusing on what's within our control, we cultivate a resilience that allows us to face life's challenges with grace. Success, from a Stoic perspective, isn't about accolades or achievements. It's about living in harmony with our principles, embracing the pursuit of virtue, and finding peace within ourselves. This path may not always be easy, but it promises a freedom and fulfillment, far surpassing the fleeting pleasure of external validation. 10. Tolerance of negative environments. Ever found yourself stuck in a situation that feels like wading through mud, where every step forward seems harder than the last? Maybe it's a relationship that's more draining than fulfilling, or a social scene that dims your spirit instead of lighting it up. It's tempting to think this is just how things are supposed to be. But what if I told you that staying in these negative spaces might be a sign you're selling yourself short? You see, the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about embracing resilience and wisdom, had a pretty insightful take on this. They argued that while we can't always control our surroundings, we have the power to shape our reactions and, to some extent, our environment itself. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic emperor who faced his fair share of challenges, once said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." It's a powerful reminder that our internal world can be a fortress of peace, even when the external world feels like a storm. The courage to step away from negativity, to demand better for ourselves, starts with believing we deserve more. It's about recognizing our worth and understanding that we're not trees rooted in place. We can move, we can grow, we can seek out sunshine. So, how do we start this journey? It begins with a commitment to ourselves, to cultivate an inner resilience that acts as a shield, protecting us from the negativity we might face. Think of it as building your own personal oasis, a space where positivity flourishes, and you're the architect. This might mean setting boundaries, seeking out environments that nurture your growth, or surrounding yourself with people who uplift you. Remember, it's not just about avoiding negativity, but actively creating a life that reflects your value and your values. After all, we're not just surviving, we're here to thrive. 11. Fear of pursuing dreams. What if the very thing holding you back was also what could propel you forward? It's a thought that many of us brush aside, but it's at the core of understanding our worth and our potential. Often, we're shackled by the fear of pursuing our dreams, not because we lack the ability, but because we're overly focused on what we might lose. This fear paints daunting pictures in our minds, the sting of failure, the precious time and effort that could seem wasted, and the harsh judgments from those around us. Yet Stoicism, with its timeless wisdom, challenges us to shift our gaze from what we stand to lose to the immense possibilities that lie in what we stand to gain. Stoicism isn't just about enduring hardship, it's about recognizing that our journey towards pursuing our dreams is filled with opportunities for growth, fulfillment, and self-discovery. It teaches us the art of negative visualization, a practice where we contemplate the worst-case scenarios not to dwell in despair, but to reduce their power over us. By acknowledging these potential hardships and understanding that we are capable of enduring them, we often find that our fears aren't as insurmountable as they seem. This realization doesn't lead us to ignore risks, but to approach our aspirations with a balanced perspective, where failure is seen not as a setback, but as a stepping stone in our personal evolution. Imagine embracing every twist and turn of life with enthusiasm, a concept known in Stoicism as amor fati, or the love of fate. This mindset empowers us to chase our dreams without being held back by fear. It teaches us that every experience, success or failure, joy or disappointment, is a part of our story and crucial to our growth. By acting in harmony with our virtues and potential, Stoicism reminds us that true value comes not from external achievements, but from our dedication to living a life aligned with our deepest values. Thus, overcoming the fear of chasing our dreams isn't just about achieving success, it's about embarking on a journey that allows us to live fully, authentically, and with unwavering courage. 12. Failure to recognize your own worth. Every step you take on the journey of life is a testament to your unique worth, a worth that shines brightly within you, even if sometimes it feels hidden in the shadows. You might find yourself seeking approval or validation from those around you, thinking their recognition is the mirror reflecting your true value. This search, while human, often leads us down a path where our self-esteem becomes a reflection not of who we are, but of how others see us. The ancient wisdom of Stoicism, however, offers a different path, one where your worth is like a treasure within, priceless and not dependent on the external world's fluctuating opinions. Remember, the stars don't seek permission to shine, they simply do, regardless of who is watching. Similarly, your worth isn't a currency to be earned from achievements or the applause of a crowd. It's an innate part of you, as constant as the stars in the night sky. Stoic philosophy, with voices like Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius, whispers through the ages, urging us to find freedom not in accolades, but in acknowledging our inherent value. By focusing on our virtues, our capacity for kindness, courage, and integrity, we anchor our self-worth in something far more stable than the unpredictable tides of societal approval or material success. So how do we cultivate this recognition of our inherent worth? It begins with a simple yet profound shift in perspective, turning inward to celebrate our efforts, resilience, and the virtues that define us. Practicing gratitude for our unique qualities and contributions helps us to see that our true measure lies not in external validation, but in the richness of our character. This doesn't mean achievements don't matter. Rather, it's about understanding their place. They are milestones on our journey, not the destination. By embracing this stoic wisdom, we empower ourselves to live with a sense of contentment and freedom, knowing our worth is immutable, a constant light guiding us through life's ebb and flow. 13. Feeling unworthy of happiness. You might sometimes feel like happiness is a club where everyone else seems to have a membership but you. It's like you're outside, peeking through the window, wondering what you did wrong not to deserve a spot inside. This sense of unworthiness, feeling like you're always falling short, can really weigh you down. But here's a twist in the tale. The door to this club isn't locked. You've just been convinced you don't have the key. Stoicism, a philosophy as old as time yet as fresh as tomorrow's sunrise, teaches us that this key is actually in our pocket. It's about understanding that happiness isn't a prize for the few, but a choice for the many, including you. Think of happiness not as a rare gem, but as a common stone that becomes precious when polished. Your life, with all its ups and downs, has countless such stones waiting to be discovered and cherished. Stoicism nudges us to shift our gaze from what we lack to the abundance we overlook. It's about recognizing that the worthiness for happiness doesn't come from external achievements, but from the courage to face our battles, big or small. Imagine the strength it takes to stand up every time life knocks you down. Isn't that worthy of happiness? Stoics like Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus didn't just sit back and ponder these ideas. They lived them, showing us that the practice of gratitude, resilience, and virtue paves the way to true contentment. So, how do you start using this key to unlock your own happiness? Begin by changing the stories you tell yourself. Instead of viewing happiness as a distant shore, see it as the ground beneath your feet, available with every step. Practice gratitude not as a chore, but as a celebration of life's gifts, both big and small. And remember, in the pursuit of becoming the best version of yourself, every effort counts, every step matters. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and the quest for happiness starts with recognizing you're worthy of it right here, right now. This shift in perspective is your invitation to step into the club of happiness, not as a guest, but as a rightful member. Reflecting on our journey today, we've unearthed the subtle signs that might suggest we're undervaluing ourselves, perhaps without even realizing it. This discovery, my friends, isn't just about recognizing these signs. It's about awakening to the immense strength and wisdom that lies within us. Each of you holds the key to unlocking your own potential, to valuing yourself not just for what you do, but for who you are. Remember, recognizing your worth is the first step towards building a life filled with purpose, resilience, and joy. As part of this incredible Stoic community, you're never alone on this path. Together, we're exploring not just the philosophy of Stoicism, but how it can profoundly impact our lives in the most practical ways. If this video resonated with you, if it sparked a moment of realization or inspiration, I urge you to hit that like button, share it with friends, and spread the wisdom. Your engagement helps build a community where support and growth flourish. and there's always more to discover. I invite you to continue this journey with one of the suggested videos appearing on the screen next. It's curated to further inspire and guide you on this path of self-awareness and growth. Let's empower not just ourselves, but also those around us, sharing the light of Stoicism to illuminate the path to self-value and mutual respect. Thank you for being here, for being you. Drop "I value myself" in the comments if you're among the resilient souls who journeyed with us to the very end. Also, don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell if you haven't already, so you're always part of our growing community. Until next time, stay Stoic.